fuel manufacturer that produces up to 20% of its products go towards either military or so-called civilian security purposes to Israel. It is a company, yeah. It is a company that is directly providing materials for Israel to produce weapons, tanks, parts of the bombs that they're dropping in Gaza, as well as the horrific industry of armaments that goes towards settler vigilantes in the West Bank, Israeli racist vigilantes that are terrorizing Palestinians in the West Bank today. There has been a campaign that has involved several pickets of the plant there in Wollongong. It has even actually been able to shut down the plant for a day via community pickets. And we actually had a bit of a victory because we were going to be announcing a rally that was going to be taking place this Friday against the annual general meeting of Bisalloy Steel, which was going to be taking place just here in Sydney. Well, because of the demonstration that we've been building for that, the protests out the front, Bisalloy Steel has cancelled their in-person AGM to hold it online. This is just like an arms fair that was going to be happening in Sydney recently that they cancelled because of fear of protests. These people, they know they have blood on their hands. They're running scared because they know that wherever they try and meet, we will go after them, we will hold them to account, and we will shut them down if we can. So the next action that there is going to be happening against Bisalloy Steel is there's going to be another community picket of the plant on Friday, 15th of November. It starts at 6 a.m. It's in Wollongong. It's a bit of a journey to get down there at that early in the morning, but well worth it to take part in this community direct action against a company that is explicitly benefiting from the genocide here in Australia. Another quick announcement, just so people are aware, is that we have received news that we know there's many refugees, Palestinian refugees from Gaza, who have arrived in Australia over the last year. And we've received news over the last couple of days that 8 refugees in Sydney have been informed by the Australian government, not formally as of yet, that they intend to deport them, quoting so-called security concerns. Absolutely shameful. At the moment, there's nothing official. But I want you all to keep your eyes out that if there are, if they do actually try and deport these people, we're going to have to mobilise to protest the immigration minister, to protest against the detention centres in Villawood, to stop them from trying to deport people back to danger. It's absolutely disgusting that the Australian government has tried their hardest all over the last year to try and stop refugees from arriving here, from refusing to grant them safety and support, and now to hear that the government's trying to drive people out back into conditions of danger is absolutely despicable. So stay tuned to our social media for any snap actions.